Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I am Greg.
Hey, Greg, I'm Josh. How are you today?
You act like we're just meeting or something.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Doing pretty good. It's another day. Another day when we record this thing. Could be any day. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a secret.
It's definitely a secret.
Could be a Monday morning.
We've could have done these all in like a
one long stretch.
Like, yeah, a long stretch.
24 hour, just change our shirts and grab a new beer.
That's all you got to do, really.
Yeah. We should do that. In fact, we didn't talk about this in the show notes, but I'm going to be away during our normal recording time next week, so we may have to figure that out.
Oh,
do we want to skip a week or schedule a different day to record?
Oh, well, I don't know if we have enough topics for this week.
Yeah, we don't want to record two today, I guess, because we... That would be rough. So what's new with you?
Oh, sorry for hitting the mic there. Sorry, I had low battery here. It's, you know how that goes.
All that show prep we do.
All that show prep and what's it worth?
Nothing.
I wanted to do some, what do they call that?
Housekeeping?
Housekeeping. There you go. So right now you could find our videos on Half-Ass TV, the YouTube channel. Obviously, if you found us here, you may be listening on iTunes or Google Podcasts or Spotify. If not, well, that's where you find the podcast. We've been doing shorts of some of our segments as well.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the editing process of that, because when you look at what we do, I was telling another friend what this podcast is, and I said it's kind of like a variety show.
Pretty much, yeah.
The consistent thing we have is usually a beer and a snack, and then we just talk about life and pop culture and try to come up with some kind of a silly top five list, and then we have a bunch of random just things that are interesting to us. So
yeah,
and I can split those up as long as we have a decent flow and we're not jumping around, which we don't normally do, but I can splice it all up and release 8-minute videos or something.
The good thing about editing, if we don't have a flow, you can just cut.
Yeah.
We did notice that the camera, what is it, a half hour that it records?
Oh, that's right. I did forget about that.
So we kind of have at 30 minutes.
That's true.
We have been going over 30. We've been hitting about an hour. I don't know if we want to keep it
that. It's the ideal podcast.
Is it?
Length, isn't it? I don't know.
All right. Anyway, so there you go. And we also have, if you ever want to check out some of our old videos, Stuck in Beta Podcast is the YouTube channel for that.
Yep.
I probably will start throwing up the newer episodes there too, but so people aren't confused. This weekend, another hot one, I went to the Cardinals game with my wife, Molly, my kids, and her family, her brother, her mom and dad and brother, sister-in-law, and the kids. Oh, my gosh. It was a hot one.
Brutal. Were you in the sun or were you
direct sun.
Oh, man.
So, proficient point, or what is that called?
Porch, I think.
Porch, yeah. The very, very top of left field.
What was the occasion? Did you guys just plan this?
Her dad's just like, hey guys, I'm gonna get some tickets for the Cardinal game. You wanna come? And like, okay.
Yeah.
But well, who would have thought August?
Yeah, a day game in August.
Yeah.
Typically you're looking at 72 for the high.
Yeah. I don't know where that is.
Is a massive heat wave.
Maybe Alaska 72? I don't even know that cool there, not right now.
Yeah,
it was super hot, sweaty. We did, it's a game. It's on Sundays. They always have a family days, or you can go down, meet Fred Bird, and get ice cream because Prairie Farms is a big sponsor. So, gave us those. Remember those strawberry shortcake ice creams on a stick?
Yeah.
We got some of those. The kids got bomb pops, but
I mean, at least there's that part of it. See, I struggle with being able to really enjoy a game this time in the season. Number one, because it's super hot. But two, because
they're terrible.
They suck.
Yeah.
And that's so frustrating to me. I'm definitely a fair weather fan this late in the season. Now, if it's April, May, that's different. You know, they could be in third second to last place or whatever that time of year, and you're always like, ah, well, they got off to a slow start.
Right.
But when you're in August and almost September and there's no chance, they're damn near mathematically eliminated at this point, I have a hard time wanting to go and spend my money there. Yeah. Of course, it sounded like your father-in-law paid for part of it.
Yeah, it was nice, too. The early, he sent a QR code. He goes, hey, I bought your parking. It's over in the Ballpark Village, which is right by Busch Stadium. That's so good. All he had to do is show a QR code to the attendant. Mm-hmm. We got good parking, so that was nice. Yeah, right now, okay, so it was against the Yankees, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You would think Yankees, Cardinals, two have gotten the most World Series rings in baseball.
Number one and number two, yeah.
I don't even know if it was half full.
Oh, man. That's
so bad. I don't know if it's because Cardinals suck right now, if it's because it was extremely hot.
Yeah. I think the Yankees aren't that great this year.
No, they're not that great either. But I swear you'd hear more cheers when, you know, something went the Yankees' way.
And I think there's a lot of snarky fans in St. Louis right now. And I mean, and I say that because of the situation that they're in. They feel like ownership hasn't spent any money and hasn't made any decent moves. We've gotten rid of a couple players maybe that I don't think fans are kind of a little disappointed about. So
well,
I think there's some of that.
It's and it's just frustrating because, I mean, back 10 years ago or whatever, we were contenders every year, you know. Mm-hmm. And we may not always be, we may hit the wild card or something and be out in the first, but at least we got there. Now,
yeah, it seems like their motivation has changed from let's make the playoffs and see what happens to let's try to keep playing these young guys and see if they're going to get any better because we're building to the future. And it's funny because they tout themselves as a young team. And then this report came out earlier this year, this season, that shows that they're actually one of the older teams. And all these kids or young guys that you think are young, well, they're like in their late 20s and, you know, early 30s now. They're not young. Like it's not a team of phenoms.
Right.
It's a team of players that are mediocre. And yeah, I could go on and on. We talked about it a couple weeks ago that I'm getting rid of my FanDuel pass because I'm a fair weather fan, and I'm kind of, it's like I don't want to spend my money because I feel like ownership doesn't want to spend their money.
Right. Yeah, I get it. One thing they did have, they remember NoFX, when we went there was like this big water filling station. Mm-hmm. And you could fill up a water bottle or cup or whatever.
Yep.
They had one of those up there. And it wasn't like hooked to a hose like it was.
Garden hose.
Yeah, that's what it seemed at the NoFX show. But yeah. That was nice. We'd always fill up our waters. But one good thing that we had, I had great service, which, you know, if you know me, I had terrible service most of the time. So
customer service.
Customer service. Oh, and one thing that I hate, and some people have said this, if I'm standing, I'm not tipping. Like, they go by that policy. If you're sit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking?
If you're standing in line?
If I'm sitting down and someone's, you know, bringing your food and all that, okay, you tip.
That's a good rule of thumb. I've actually never heard that before.
If I'm standing at a counter doing all the order, you know,
then
I'm not tipping.
Ah, okay. Well, go ahead. I got a point to make on that, but go ahead and finish that.
Now, for the most part, you know, I may not, especially there was this one where you self check out and ask for a tip, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not tipping that. There was one I went to get Dippin' Dots for the kids, and I was like, I got two small Dippin' Dots for the kids, and I hit tip. I went ahead and hit it. And I don't know if I got good service because of that tip or because that's why a tip should be after the service is complete.
Right.
You know, I kind of did it up front. That's kind of what you do when you do. Anyway, the guy, I don't know if they even see if you tip or not, you know. Do you know that?
I have no idea. Probably not.
I'm curious about
once
that.
Once it's been completed. Once it's past that screen and it says – approved or do you want a receipt or whatever the next screen says. I doubt that there's
any way to take it. I don't even know. Anyway, he starts filling large cups. I go, oh, I got small. He goes, ah, it's hot out today. You'd have the, so he gave me large instead of small, which
nice.
Is a big upcharge. And then I was with my mother-in-law standing there too. And, she asked him, hey, do you have bottled water here? And he's like, yeah, how many you need? And she goes, we're going to need two of those. And he just handed it to her.
Oh,
and
nice.
Like, she's like, well, how much? You know, he says, nah. I'm like, I don't know if, like, on hot days or just if people ask, they just, I don't know if it's something like that. Because that's a $6 water at Busch Stadium, so.
Yeah, I wonder, was it that guy just being generous or was it, are they trying to be nicer to fans because there's not many there?
It could be, I don't know.
But then you would think that if there's not many fans there, then they're losing even more money by giving stuff away.
But think of that bottle of water. That is not...
Oh, sure.
Literally, you're talking 20 cents maybe. Yeah. And they're selling for $6, you know?
Yeah.
The markup.
It's crooked.
Let's have a beer.
Okay.
All
right. Well, we didn't finish the talk on the tips. Real quick, I had I had a memory flashback there when you were talking about tipping weather. So that is a really good rule of thumb. If you're standing, then you don't tip. But if you're seated, I guess you tip.
My sister-in-law mentioned that to me the other day when we were at Busch Stadium.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So I remember one time whenever we were at a Cardinal game, this was years ago, and the usher was passing down beers. And the guy, this was during like probably cash only times, so this was a pretty long time ago. And the guy didn't, whoever ordered him didn't tip. And the usher was like calling him out for it. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, I don't remember
that. It was in a funny way, though. So let's say it was $20, and he passed down a $20 bill. And he was like, oh, thank you, sir. You're so generous. Thank you for helping a brother out, you know, and all this kind of stuff. It was, and then the guy was laughing about it. And I remember, I think I'm pretty sure I was there with you, and we
could've
were
been.
We were kind of joking about it, like, wow, man, you really got kind of called out there.
That's, yeah, that kind of... Yeah,
I don't know if that's right.
I would say that's kind of a dick move too.
It wasn't me, so I thought the whole situation was kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, beer 30.
Yeah, this week. Now, this has been around a while, but we've never reviewed Shock Top Twisted Pretzel Wheat on the channel. I'm very surprised. We've reviewed a lot of different beers. You're gonna have to do the honors. I don't have my bottle opener on me.
I'm always prepared, and it's my Cardinal keychain bottle opener.
You're not getting rid of that, too.
I should throw that away.
So let me tell you a little something about while we're pretzel wheat here. It's the beer that begs a question. Why can't I have my pretzel and drink it too? Snacking with a twist, a salty pretzel and a buttery crust brought to life in a beer that can only be described as an icon of its time. Spoiler, we've both had this before, you know.
But I honestly don't really remember what it tastes like. It's been so long.
It's something that's limited time every year, and then Shock Top got sold. Well, the brand, I think they stopped making it all together. Then the brand got sold in... Oh, let me tell you. Do we want to get into that for... It got sold to Tilray Brands. AB used to own Shock Top. They got sold to Tilray Brands in August 2023. Today, Shock Top is brewed at Sweetwater Brewing Company in Atlanta, and it's owned by Tilray. It's doing business as the name Shock Top Brewing Company. So there you go.
It smells wonderful.
Yeah?
It smells... like bready.
This is... My wife, Molly, loves this beer. Yeah, it smells like what you would imagine pretzels and beer smell like.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's kind of reminds me of a brown ale in a way.
Yeah, it's a little darker. It's got a... I don't know. I think it's got a really good flavor that we may have tried it before. O'Fallon has a O'Fallon Brewery, which no longer exists.
Yep.
They had a pretzel too, and I don't think it was as good as this.
Yeah, this is really good. I enjoy it. I feel like I have not had this in a very, very long time. And it, I would definitely drink it again.
If you look, they have updated their pretzel or their bottles, and the Wedgehead is back. Apparently, he was gone for a while, and now he's back.
So was the pretzel ale ever on hiatus?
I think it was. There was a lot of people begging for that back. Do you remember Shock Top had a ton of different variants?
Yep.
They had like a chocolate wheat, too, I remember at one time during wintertime.
Chocolate pretzel?
No, it wasn't a chocolate pretzel. It was just like a chocolate... I don't know what it was. Chocolate flavored ale, you know how they do that sometimes.
They had a sampler pack with those variants in it, right?
Some winter ales or something. I should have pulled up all that for you.
That's okay.
I'm the worst.
It's really good though.
But
I could drink a couple of these.
Yeah, these are good. Imagine just almost like a brown ale, like you say, with little salty breadiness in it.
Yep.
Gives you the feeling that you're drinking your beer and pretzels together.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what would... You know, one day we should try just a beer, crumble some pretzels in it, and taste together and see if there's any difference.
Pretzel wouldn't... If you're eating pretzels, it would make you thirsty. Does this beer make you thirsty?
This beer is
making me thirsty.
Yeah, this beer is making me thirsty. I don't know about that.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's good. I would rate this, actually, I think this is a really good seasonal beer. I will give it an A-.
I will give it a solid A.
Really?
I would definitely drink more of these. I'm going to have to keep an eye out for them.
It's at the grocery store.
I'm curious if my wife has had this one and if she likes it, because she typically likes the things that are a little darker, and to me this is... very close to a brown ale.
Yeah.
So I think she would like this one as well.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Craig.
All right. What other business do we have?
Business. It's all about the business.
What do you...
You want to get into the snack?
We could do snack right away. Yeah. You want to do
Let's
a snack?
Do it.
All right. Did I have a snack? No. I do have a snack theme. What am I talking about? Of course I do. Cashews, almonds, macadamia. So here's the thing. My wife, Molly, she was excited. She found this Snickerdoodle Twix, and she's like, "Oh, I got something for your little podcast."
That's how she talks.
No, I got her beers in the way here. Here's what... let's see. There you go. Snickerdoodle Twix. So, what happens when you leave a candy bar in the car? Have you ever done that?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, don't leave candy bars in the car.
This looks like it's been sat on, though.
It was really hot out. I mean...
Okay, it just flattened.
I'll break it in half. Well, it looks like it... Well, so there should be four in this package.
I'll give the description here. So Twix Snickerdoodle takes everything fans love about Twix. Crunchy cookie, gooey caramel. Is it caramel or caramel? Caramel? Make your leg shake.
Caramel. I always say caramel, but...
Caramel. And smooth milk chocolate. And levels it up with a cinnamon sugar swirl of Snickerdoodle-flavored caramel. Make your leg shake. If anybody gets that reference,
I get it.
Please leave a comment. That is a call way back.
This is really gotten here. It doesn't look as pretty. I'm hoping it tastes good.
Apart. Yeah. So, can't really say much about the appearance other than what we already have.
Well, we know how a Twix normally should look. Crunching in the mic.
That's pretty good. I like that hint of cinnamon.
So, it's just what it says.
Yep.
It's a Twix, but the cookie is a snickerdoodle. Yeah. Now, if you love snickerdoodles, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
I do love snickerdoodles. However, I think I would choose regular Twix over this.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the cinnamon?
I like cinnamon. I like cinnamon a lot. And I even, when I make pancakes on Sunday mornings, I add cinnamon to the batter. And,
oh, yeah.
And they're really good, but I don't know. The chocolate and caramel, it's a little too much.
Hmm. It kind of gets me on the back of the tongue a little bit, the cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's not overpowering. I like it. I wouldn't, I don't know if I would go out of my way to get it again, but if somebody offered it to me, like you just did, I would I would gladly accept. I'd say, oh, yes, I've had that. It's good.
That's, yeah. Not my favorite. It's fine.
You're not a fan.
Not a big fan, but I'm going to, like you said, I'm going to eat it anyway.
We have
chocolate all over me.
Yeah, I know. It's still melting.
If you want more, you can have more. Apparently, you really like it.
I wouldn't say I really like it, but it's...
But I like candy.
It was good. It goes well with the
with the beer.
It does.
So, it's good pairing. I remember long ago, you may recall this story. It's not a good history of our lives, but... You went into we were going to Six Flags with a friend of ours, and it started with you buying a Twix what do you call it? The gas station?
Convenience store?
I don't know why. What do you call those things? Started with that. I think you got a soda, too. And our good buddy, pal, that was driving us through your... I thought he threw it out the window, didn't he?
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he used to listen to our show, so I don't want to name names because...
I don't know why you were friends with that guy.
But I'm sure he's not...
Doing well.
Doing well, and he's not, but yeah.
Yep. My go-to used to be Twix and Dr. Pepper. That was my...
Oh,
combo
yeah.
that I used to like to
I get. Remember you had them both at that time. That
yeah. would have been... Was it the... It feels like it was the soda that got thrown out the window. Maybe it was both. I don't know.
Oh, was it both?
Right. Oh, yeah. He was a jerk.
Yeah. That wasn't a nice thing.
And he didn't necessarily do things to be mean. Like, he didn't necessarily do them to be... Like, he was trying to do something mean to you, I guess. He just was trying to be funny to other people. He thought that was funny to... The other people would find that humor in that he was picking on somebody else or something.
No one found that funny.
No.
No.
Anyway.
There you go. And that's how we were bullied when we were kids. This is kind of a pop culture moment, but I don't know. Let's say they all can't be winners, my little pop culture segments that I bring up.
But this one is.
Yeah. Do you... Do you remember? Do you remember the internet?
Is that still around? The internet, is that still around?
So, yeah, there's another reference that.
Leave a comment.
Leave
if
a comment know. If you know where that one came from. So AOL, did you ever have AOL as when you were younger?
I don't think I did. I don't know what I had for dial-up.
I never had it either because I always, as you know, a nerd, I always felt AOL really wasn't the internet. It was the sanitized their playbox, playground internet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, apparently they still have dial-up
it's
running
crazy.
This to this day. They have numbers where you can dial in. Is there anyone out there that still has dial-up?
How? Well, according to your data here, you said 163,000 people, households, I should say.
How is that possible? I wouldn't have even thought, even if, so if I didn't have a, if I didn't have AT&T or Spectrum as an internet provider, I'd be like, okay, I guess there's no other way for me to get it. I didn't know that dial-up was still a thing.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have thought that either. But then you think of those very, very rural houses that may not even be able to get a cell service. Or,
I guess, but... But they, are there a lot of the... I mean, at that point, satellite, because...
Right. How much is satellite internet?
I have no idea. I haven't known anyone who's really needed that in 20 years.
I've seen people that do, like, the van life kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or the camper van stuff. I've seen that they've had it.
But now, yeah. I mean... Well, cell, like you said, cell, too, you can get what is like T-Mobile and probably AT&T have it as well, the, where you can have your own hotspot.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All carriers have that, right?
So, yeah, you know, all carriers now have the Wi-Fi, what is it called? Hotspot.
Yeah, hotspot.
I sound like an idiot.
What year do you think that we graduated away from dial up?
I would say for me, it was like 2002 when I finally got an apartment that I could get it in.
Yeah.
And now it was, cable, right? It was around for a while. Yeah. It was, well, Charter at the time, which is now Spectrum, but it had been around a while.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until then that I was able to get it, and then I think I was able to get it when I moved back into Imperial or whatever. So
yeah that was, and it was quite a,
oh, it was night and day. It yeah. It's like, it was like VHS to DVD.
Sure.
It was like, wow, this is, you know.
Yeah, that was, I remember way back whenever we were roommates and we were, you were downloading things legally, of course.
Oh yeah.
And you'd go, okay, I'm gonna download these 5 songs so we'll see if we have them in the morning.
Yeah, these 5. Yeah, I remember that. 5 songs, then, no one touched the phone.
Yeah. And then you'd wake up the next morning hoping that you had the whole album or whatever, yeah, it was that you were trying. You'd, and you're like, oh, it failed on song 2.
Yeah, that would happen all the time. Oh, man.
It started over. It
took me 80 minutes to download this Creed CD. Why was I downloading that? 80 minutes to download the one song. It's not even
right.
Higher.
It's not even the hit. good times.
Yeah.
See, we've been through some stuff. We've been through it all. The hard times.
That's why. So, they always say Gen X were they're the first to embrace the technology, you know?
Yeah.
Because they grew up through having nothing, no internet, no, you know, and now we have, you know, what there is today.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yep.
Crazy.
Good times.
Yep.
Okay.
It's been our pop culture
thing. Yeah, there you go. Boop, 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 boop. We've got this other channel, How to Fix It Workshop, where we try to show you how to build things or fix things or other things. You've been remodeling
a garage. One of our rental properties.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a few videos up from that. Mm-hmm. It's like a series we're going through.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's been really good. I, on the other hand, haven't done anything in a few months, which we've been really good. This has been the most consistent year of videos, I swear. There's this one project I want to do, but then, so I want to talk to you. I've got In my car, I've got a speaker that's blown. You know, you ever hear have that where you put on the bass and the speaker just, you know, that's basically what it does. You're like, God damn it. Why does it sound like that? It just suddenly, when I picked it up from this auto body shop that I do a lot of business with, okay? And I'm like, could they have been messing with it? So here's where it gets. This is the third time I started looking back at things that has happened to me after I picked up my vehicle from there.
Oh, yeah?
So that's this time. Before that, I had a... all of a sudden, there's a big crack on my windshield when I picked it up. And I go... I even told the guy, I go, what the hell? I go, there's a crack on it. He goes... He goes... We can check our cameras, but I'm like, I'd have to have access to your cameras to really check. I'm going to trust you.
Right.
So I got this big crack on, and there's no way of proving it. Same with the speaker. There's no way of proving anything. Then I thought back. I was like, so remember I had a Toyota Matrix for a long time, and at one time, I picked it up from the shop. I went to work or whatever. And then when I came out to the parking lot, I noticed I had these big old, like, dents. Like, it looked like the back of a truck had backed into it. Because it had, like, I don't know, the two little, the square that you put the hitch in?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. The receiver.
Yeah. And... I'm like, oh, man, does that... So I figured that had to happen at work. I thought some idiot in the parking lot. And I said, and they asked me, they go, well, did you have that before? I go, I don't think so. It had been at the garage for a week before then.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if that happened at that garage as well.
Dang. So three... Incidents.
I mean, that one I'm not too sure about, but it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, sometimes you don't notice things right away.
Yeah, especially if it's on your back bumper or something like that, where you, especially if you come from the front or something, you know, or if it was on the passenger side door and you're always riding by yourself, you don't ever look at that.
Dang, that's crazy.
So, I was like, should I... do a video about this and call them out on this? Or that probably... They do give me some good deals, but...
Yeah.
Holy crap. I've had...
It's almost as if you want to give them one more shot and then inspect it before and after. Like, okay, I'm going to do a video surveillance of my entire...
Yeah.
Or documentary of my entire interior and exterior. Everything's working, and these are the things that are not.
What is your responsibility, though? Or what is theirs? Because I know if I was to leave my car parked on a parking lot, usually they're not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming it's the same thing. Because, yeah, there's one thing when it's in the garage or whatever, but when it's on their just on their lot.
Right. Yeah, probably isn't. They would probably say that's not their responsibility. But if it's inside and it's the speaker...
Yeah, I know.
That's a different story.
That's the thing, too. But how do you prove that?
How would they have blown it, though?
You
think just turning it up way too loud?
That's the only thing I could think of.
What a weird thing to do to a customer's car.
Well, I have no idea. It was never like that. I've had that car for 5 years. It was fine. All of a sudden, I get it back from them, and now it's doing that. I mean... That doesn't just happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That sucks. So you're going to replace those speakers?
Yeah, I ordered some from Crutchfield. And
yeah.
Of course, mine are the... You ever... You know how the... I don't know, the last time you probably haven't replaced...
It's been a long time.
Same with me. I've never...
I've been wanting to do it on my truck.
But. I used to do that all the time. Every car I get brand new... speakers or whatever.
Well, nowadays they're higher quality in most cars.
Yeah, well, I had to look up too because I went to our friend ChatGPT and asked what the heck does this mean? There's an RMS wattage, yeah, and then there's a max wattage, or like the max wattage is a marketing term. The RMS is the actual watt. They say it
that can, it'll handle.
Yeah, it can handle that at. So you could have it up to. So if it says 45 RMS, you can have it at 45, and it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Now it'll say max 250 or whatever. So you can go up that high, but
you can't stay there.
Can't stay there.
Huh. So were you looking for what?
Mine are split to, is it called composite? Where the woofer and the tweeter are separate.
Okay.
Because my tweeter's in the, like, the door, upper door frame, and the woofer's in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I looked all that up, because I knew I had that, but I didn't know I had to buy a certain type.
Oh, you know? So instead of getting like a two-way or a three-way or whatever for the...
You have to buy like a set where it's the tweeter and the woofer. And separate. I was like, should I just buy the one because that's what's blown out?
Mm-hmm.
No, because they might not match.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Got to replace it all.
Huh.
And of course, you got to replace both sides, even though it's just one.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, they don't sell speakers. One.
Yeah.
They sell them in pairs.
Yeah.
Kind of like, well, I guess I do with tires, but you normally wouldn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Or one shock or one brake pad or whatever.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
So that's a video you think you're going to be working on?
Maybe. Those car, recording a car video are tough.
They are.
Getting the angles and everything. And, you know, it's August outside.
Yeah. Although this coming week, it's supposed to be highs in the 70s for next 7 or 10 days.
I don't know.
It's going to be awesome.
It's still, it's hard to get those camera angles and all that. And it's not my favorite things to shoot. I've done them, but.
Yep.
So maybe I will. Maybe I won't. So you'll find out. Stay tuned.
No pressure.
Yeah.
No promises.
Yeah.
On Friday of last week, my wife and I joined our daughter and her boyfriend at the Updown Bar in St. Louis, which is an arcade bar. And I don't know that it's, I mean, I think that it's called Updown because it's just a reference to video games, you know, your controllers. But it also has a upstairs and a downstairs.
Oh.
So it's two stories. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's a pretty cool place. There's lots of old classic arcade games. There's some newer ones, which I don't know. Some of the newer arcade games don't seem to be that great to me. It's mostly, I mean, probably 90%+ of it, it's retro. And then it has tons of pinball. It has a few of those, I don't know what you call them, shooting basketball and stuff like that.
Ticket winning games.
Yeah, those kind of games. And then they have really good pizza there that is usually really cheap. It's on Friday nights, you can go there for, I can't remember the exact hours, but you can get this huge slice for like $2.50, which is super cheap. And it's like, it's big enough that it's a meal. That's how big the slice is.
So it's like New York style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a really cool place. But and they have like, I don't know, 40 beers on tap or something like that.
Nice.
It's ridiculous. But I thought, what if we discussed our top five arcade games, and maybe not necessarily our top five favorite, but what are the top five that you've played in your life?
Okay.
The most.
All right. Well, before you get into that, you were saying there's newer arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't even tell you what would be new, because the consoles and PC gaming is just, the graphics are so great now.
Yep.
And
their games, there's only one that really stands out. It's a game that it seems like you must either play, there's two sides to it. So I think you're playing people on the other side, but I think there's an option where you can play people, you know, maybe it's online and you're playing somebody else at a different bar.
Like Golden Tee? Because Golden Tee has that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be. But it's a, it's kind of like a, I played it one time, and it's kind of like a scrolling game. It doesn't even seem very three-dimensional. I think the hook is that you're able to play people somewhere else.
Oh.
I don't know. Like I said, it didn't seem that interesting. I couldn't even tell you what it was called.
Kind of do that on your phone.
Right. Yeah, nothing special.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see. Like, I feel like the old guy there whenever I'm there, because it's a lot of 20-somethings and 30-somethings.
Really?
Mostly 20-somethings, it seems like. Now, it's in the Central West End and St. Louis, which is a pretty hip and trendy place to be. But, yeah, there's...
Is it still the hip and...
Yeah, it's pretty hopping. But, I mean, I don't know if it's always that way, but it definitely seems like it's a younger crowd. And it's kind of funny to see them playing games that came out 15, 20,
before they were born.
Before they were born, yeah. I mean, yeah, hell, we were there with our daughter, and she's, 25? She was born in 99, and these games came out, some of them in the 70s.
Yep. All right, what you got?
Let me get
I put some down, but I don't know if I necessarily have an order, but...
I went with, yeah, I don't necessarily have an order either, but it's sort of an order. I'll go from the top down. So the game that I remember playing the most, or one of the games I remember playing the most, was Tekken.
Yeah.
And this came about back in the mid-90s, so I looked it up, and it looks kind of like...
boxy-looking fighters?
Yeah.
Or is that Virtua Fighter? Virtua?
No, Tekken was like that, too. The shapes were more, I would say, angular. So this was one of the first... This came out in 1994. It was one of the first three-dimensional fighting games. And actually, it says Tekken was a pioneering 3D fighting game that kicked off the long-running series and introduced its intricate Mishima family storyline. I don't even know what any of that means at the end, but I just remember going and playing that one. So that would have been at the mall. We had whatever that game.
South County or Crestwood.
I think it was South County.
Exilorama was the arcade in Crestwood, right?
Yeah.
And then Tilt?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that was it. I remember going there quite a few times and playing that game, and it was revolutionary, like it says here. But it really stood out because it was, you like spun around. I just remember for the first time seeing that you could kind of...
Yeah.
Change the angle of what
you saw.
Because
all the fighters were usually side, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you'd spin.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, that was at Arnold Bowl, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
The bowling alley.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to, I picked the one right behind you, Simpsons. that game, this is the, you know, one of those arcade one-up ones, but the actual machine is bigger. This has four player, but normally you're spread out. It's hard to do four player on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the games I remember playing with my brother Jeff. We would go. I remember going to like Branson or something all the time, and we'd go to track, which is you'd have the go-karts, and then they'd have the arcade there.
Yeah.
And I remember playing it there, and we'd be pumping quarters in it until we got to the end. Ninja Turtles and Simpsons, kind of the same. But
you got to the end?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I'm sure it cost a bunch, but...
You paid for the...
Yeah, paid for the end. But, yeah, when you have, like, actually... Because there'd be other people playing, too. When you had all four players, you can get through it a lot quicker.
That's true.
But, yeah, I remember getting to the end, beating up Mr. Burns, and...
Yeah.
That's cool. Actually is in this robot suit, and after you get rid of the robot suit, it takes one punch.
He's a frail old man.
Yeah, then he falls down.
My number four that I remember playing a lot in the arcade, so around the same time, this must have been shortly after I started driving because, well, no, I take that back. Our parents used to drop us off at the mall a lot.
Yeah.
This would have been in the early 90s, I guess. So I remember going and playing Mortal Kombat a lot.
Yeah.
Another fighting game. And that debuted in 1992, so we would have been like 14,
something like 15, that. Yeah,
something like that. Before we started driving, but I remember playing that one a lot, and that one was really cool. But I remember then also getting it on. That was on Sega, right? Sega Genesis.
Yeah. Did you have a Genesis or a Super Nintendo?
I had Genesis.
Yeah, so did I. And yeah, because that had you had to put in the blood code, the Abacab. Yeah. Remember that?
Yep. Then you could do all the. Yeah, it had all so the many
fatalities.
Fatalities, yeah, they were pretty gruesome for back in the day.
Once there was, I think there was only like 8 characters originally, so it was kind of easy to once you memorized them all.
Yeah.
Then you go to the arcade.
Oh yeah.
You figure them out at home, and then you go to the arcade and be the real stud showing off.
That's
you know,
right.
You know.
Yeah, and it worked the same. Yeah, the joystick and everything. Yeah, that was really cool.
So, my number. Well, I have it as number 4, but Dragon's Lair, I don't know if you remember that
one.
No,
I don't.
It was, literally this game is a laser disc, and you're putting in, you're pushing buttons, like him to swing a sword or jump this way or that way. You're just, all you're doing, it would be the same as hitting the button on a remote at the say at the right time just to flip to the next scene.
Okay.
And because the animation it was breathtaking. It was like in the 80s or whatever,
ahead of its time.
Yeah. Don Bluth, I don't know if you know the animator.
No.
He did was he American Tail, Secret of Nim? I know. Yeah, American Tail, Secret of Nim, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I don't know. He animated that, and it was if you saw it, you would know what I'm talking about. But it's
yeah.
I was never good at it. I never could figure it out. But
spent a lot of time on
it. When you watch someone do it, it was amazing. It was really fun. It was like watching a cartoon.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah,
my number 3, I guess. NBA Jam. I remember spending a lot of time on that one.
He's heating up.
Boom shakalaka. So that would have been around the time this debuted in 93. And, well, I'm sorry, in North America, 94. And this would have been around the time that I was really getting into NBA basketball. Yeah. So Jordan was
Bulls were hot awesome. At that time.
Yeah. And the graphics on that just seemed so amazing at the time because they just looked very lifelike.
Even I remember the bottom display, it looked just like you were watching a basketball game and had the score and all that. It looked just like what you would see on TV.
Mm-hmm. And then I had that on Sega Genesis as well.
Yeah, I never had that one, but
that's a good one.
That's a good one. My 3 is Mortal Kombat 2, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was slightly better than the first, but I think I remember that more than the first one because that's when you were driving. You had the old pickup truck. Was that a Mazda?
Yeah.
Yeah. You, me, and was it Jeremy?
Yeah, my old neighbor.
Yeah. We'd squeeze into this little truck, go up to the mall or wherever we were going. But I remember Mortal Kombat 2, playing that a lot. I had that on Sega Genesis as well. And same thing. I tried to... I never could memorize everything. I'd have to memorize one person's moves.
Yeah.
Once I figured out them, then I could just play that one guy.
My guy was always, was that Raiden, I think?
Yeah.
Who had the hat down, kind of covering his eyes, the big white hat. I think he was mostly dressed in white.
Yeah, and he had the lightning. Yeah.
Yeah. But he could do the, like, hover and come straight at you. Or
whatever he said, yeah.
And he could, like, disappear. And then show up right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
He had some pretty cool moves.
I always used Sub-Zero.
Yeah, he was good, too.
But he was... I always felt he was cheating because he'd just freeze people. Poosh,
right.
Freeze. Poosh, keep doing that over and over. And that's how I'd win.
Remember the movie?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat movie?
Yeah.
It was pretty bad, wasn't it? I don't remember much of it.
All I remember is... I don't remember much of it, but I remember when we were going to see it, we're on your way to my house, and you wrecked your car.
Oh. You always remember these negative things about
Saturn.
It's been a theme for this episode, is bad things that have happened to Josh.
Sorry.
Lost my Twix.
Lost your car.
Got in a wreck. Oh, yeah.
You know how much that Saturn would be worth today?
Oh, yeah. I know. I had that car for 13 days.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
That sucked. My number two was, you have right here to my right, the Pac-Man series. So I put Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man because both of those I'll still play to this day if I go to an arcade.
Yeah.
I generally don't walk. I played it Friday. I generally don't walk past a Pac-Man without playing it. And I still suck at it.
Yeah.
Like, I can probably get about maybe four levels in. And
that's not too bad.
That's actually going to be, it's the same situation with my number one. I still suck at it. I've played it the most, but
I bet I can guess your number one.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm kind of known for it.
My number two is Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's cool.
I play that several times. I'm fairly good at that, but I remember playing the cocktail table version a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big memory of mine is playing that at Red Lobster. At Red Lobster during... Seafood Fest or whatever, the family would go there. It'd be Lent. My family was Catholic, and Fridays, you'd go to Red Lobster, be packed. But at that time, I remember this giant waiting room, and they call you, Smith Party of Seven, Smith Party of Seven. You know, that'd be that. But in the waiting room, they had a couple of those cocktail tables where you can buy a drink from the bar, and then can just play right there, sitting down and playing. And I remember Donkey Kong. There was a Donkey Kong and a Pac-Man.
And
memory, it was a memory I remember.
Yeah, they definitely don't have that anymore. I mean, Red Lobster does not seem like the place it would have anything to do inside the waiting room.
They kind of got rid of their waiting room altogether at that one, but they're out of bankruptcy. Did you hear that?
Oh, they're like shut out of bankruptcy?
Yeah, they
recovered?
Yeah, they recovered.
Oh, wow. You never hear of that happening.
No, they got like a new CEO and apparently all the things. I think they stopped giving away all their shrimp. That was what was killing them was their all-you-can-eat shrimp thing.
Oh. Huh. I haven't been there in years and years.
Yeah.
But I didn't think they were that bad.
Nah, I go there maybe once a year, and it's probably my dad's birthday.
I was going to say your parents like it, yeah.
Yeah.
My number one, like you said, it's probably no surprise, is Galaga.
Yep.
I never passed that game up either. My kids even will point it out to me if we go somewhere. They're like, they had a Galaga game over there.
No, that's Galaxian. That's not the same.
It's funny that you say that, because we were at Updown, and I was sitting next to Lexi, and she's like, there's Galaga right there, and I'm like, that's Galaxian.
Idiot.
So I just looked it up because I actually didn't know this. I mean, it's very obvious, but I was like, what is the difference between Galaga and Galaxian? Galaga is the follow-up to Galaxian.
Yeah.
And I guess the technology got a little better where they could be faster with their processing or whatever over those couple 2 or 3 years that it took for Galaga to come out. Because Galaxian is so slow.
It's not the same game. It's not as much fun.
No. Definitely not.
Definitely Galaga has the beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, rapid fire.
Slam, yeah.
It's so hard, though. I used to be pretty good at it, where I knew the exact spots to sit where you could, in those bonus rounds where they would come down and you could nail every single one of them, but I've lost my touch.
Now, do you do the thing I always do on Galaga? I sacrifice a ship so it gets sucked up, and then you could
get the double
shoot
shooter.
It and get double ships. Yeah. That's... when you have double ships, there's no stopping you.
Well, but then you lose. It's hard to
wider.
In the corners, you don't have as much room to hide. So.
Yeah,
and there's all you run the risk of shooting your own ship.
Yeah, I've done that many times. Like, damn it! Or if you shoot, I don't know if people are gonna understand what I'm talking about. But if you shoot the alien while it's still in line, your ship doesn't come down at that point. He has to be attacking you.
Yep.
Yep.
That's crazy. Oh, have you played the like really big ones? I don't know how else to say that. The ones that's like the screen is like 10 feet tall.
But it's isn't it like a...
Yeah.
You have like an actual gun that
yeah.
you're aiming.
Those are cool. I like that. And then it has
Space Invaders. Space Invaders too. Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool. What's your number one?
So my number one, actually, this comes from an overabundance of Donkey Kong. They had so many screens that they made a double screen game, and that was Punch-Out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and all that was at the top screen was just like a marquee that showed your stats and the score and all that, and your actual game was on the bottom screen. But I don't know if you remember it, the arcade version, you were like this green grid. And on Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, you were this little guy, so you could see the character behind you.
Yep.
Well, on the arcade, before the Nintendo version came out, you were like a grid. You just saw like a green grid of a person. So, it had this green grid, so you could see through who you were fighting.
Yeah.
But I remember they changed a lot of the names when it came to Nintendo. When it was a Nintendo game, but when it came to the Nintendo Entertainment System at home, they had to soften the names down. It wasn't Ivan Drunkinsky. They changed it to Soda Popinski.
Was it Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, or was it just Punch-Out?
It was just Punch-Out.
Okay.
Yeah. And when they brought it to the Nintendo, they got Mike Tyson as a 3-year contract, and after 3 years, they released Punch-Out again on the Nintendo as without Mike Tyson.
Really?
So there's two versions, and you instead of fighting Mike Tyson at the end, you fight Mr. Dream.
Oh.
I don't even know I have no idea what the last character on that one on the arcade is.
Well, that was cool. That's a little trip down memory lane.
Yep. I started the new season of Peacemaker started. I really like that show, and started actually episode 1 is out now, so got to watch that.
And Lego Masters Junior?
Yeah, there's a junior version of it.
I thought the first Lego Masters was with kids.
No, that's with adults.
Is it? And that's with what's his name? Is the
Will Arnett?
Yeah, Will Arnett.
I get him and Will Forte. Will Arnett, right?
Yeah, it's him. So yes. You like that show? I tried to watch it a couple years ago, and I didn't think it was.
I like it. It's a bunch of. I mean, it's silly. Like he'll do silly things or whatever. But the creations that they make are just amazing. Yeah. Like it, you're like, oh my gosh, because they don't have like. It's not like they're building from instructions. They're, like, free building all this stuff.
It seems like you and Molly should be on that show.
I don't know. We never really free build. We've got sets that we build. But, yeah, it's a kid's version that's on now. And Kelly Osbourne, of all people, is the host of that one version. And, yeah, they have kids building.
So. Are they pretty good?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
What age would you say they are?
Anywhere from 9 to 13.
Gosh.
Yeah. That's so, good times.
Cool. Yeah. I've only been watching. I finished up King of the Hill. I thought episode 10 was really good. It's one of those things where I feel like they could just keep making episodes indefinitely because they don't. I mean, they kind of link together.
You see the growth in different characters.
Yeah.
But
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching Welcome to Wrexham again.
I still have never watched that. You're rewatching it season?
It's the fourth season.
Oh.
And it's fun. It's a fun show to watch because it's primarily the two owners, Rob McElhenney and
it's Rob Mack now.
I know. He changed his name, didn't he? That's weird.
He goes, no one could pronounce my name, so I legally changed it.
I saw that, and I thought that was the weirdest thing. You've been in the public eye for like 20 years. Just not. I don't know. That seemed very strange to me.
Honestly, it's easier to say, Rob Mack.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's
very, very weird.
There's that soccer episode of King of the Hill where he's like, if it wasn't for that that Deadpool and Deadpool and Ted Lasso making it so popular or something like that.
Yeah. It's true, though. It is very true. But they had the episode that I watched yesterday. So apparently they were getting basically harassed, I guess. And people call it Disney FC because, you know, Deadpool and most of the shows, or some other movies and shows that Ryan Reynolds have been on the Disney Network.
Right.
So people are just saying, oh, yeah, if it wasn't for, you know, Disney money and Disney FC, this team would be terrible, which I guess is true. I mean, you have to invest. It goes back to what we were talking about at the start of the show with the Cardinals. You know, that's the thing that's so frustrating with the ownership of the Cardinals is they don't invest in any money that we see anyway. But, you know, these guys that are not necessarily doing it for to get rich, they're doing it because they love it. They love the town. It's just a really good story. They're trying to make the team as good as it can possibly be, and they've been promoted 3 straight years, which is unheard of. So, I don't know. It's a good story.
Yeah. I think that's about it.
I think so.
I think we can wrap it up. It's been another show.
It has.
Our third episode of coming back, like 184 or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Do we even need a number?
No.
Yeah, who cares? Hey, it's been fun. We'll see you next time.